The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services is a different kind of immigration agency from others in the government. It's where people go when they want to apply for asylum or get a green card or even become a citizen. But the Trump administration is now using this agency to clamp down on legal forms of migration. NPR's immigration policy reporter Ximena Bustillo is following this story. Hi, Ximena.
Hey, Scott.
Tell us a bit more about what this agency does compared to the other immigration agencies we've heard.
So USCIS is housed within the Homeland Security Department, and that means it's under the same department as Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Customs and Border Protection. But USCIS has not been responsible for making arrests, putting people in detention, or facilitating deportations. They're a lot more like a customer service agency. So people come to them and say, hey, I want to apply for asylum, or I want to apply for a green card. Mm-hmm. And USCIS processes those applications and decides if that person qualifies or not. Even their funding is completely different. ICE and Customs and Border Protection are funded by Congress. USCIS is actually funded by the fees people pay when they apply for these things.
So that's the baseline. That's how the agency has been working. Mm-hmm. How has the administration changed things?
Posts on social media mostly seem to reference immigration fraud and warn immigrants that they could be deported if they commit it. The director, Joseph Edlow, has emphasized that USCIS is going to be an enforcement agency. Here he is at his Senate confirmation hearing.
My vision for USCIS is simple. I will restore integrity within the legal immigration system. While the whole Department of Homeland Security is working hard to make America safe again, USCIS must play as critical a role in that mission as any other immigration enforcement agency.